Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fest. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time that we can see it. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, TNT Denar. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day. Wednesday, July 24, 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is Wednesday. We are here, and let's get this party started. But first, I got to ask Ray a question, because it always been a curiosity of mine. I might as well get an answer. But what is Mike Mike?
Mike Mike is the commercial for Geico where the camel is walking around asking everybody, do they know what day it is? It's hump day. And so he gets to Mike, and he says, Mike, Mike, Mike. And Mike doesn't answer him. Then he asks Julie. I think it's Julie. And she says, it's hump day. He says, that's right.
Well, okay.
It's hump day.
All right.
So that's the Mike Mike. He was asking Mike, what day is it?
All right. I got it. All right, then. All right. Did we put anything out?
No, but let me do some housekeeping real quick. It's my turn.
Okay. All right.
Now, TNT members, you've been on this ride with us long enough to know if there's something going down bad, we'll let you know, just like if there's something going up that's good. And if we're quiet and we don't do a call and we postpone it, we're going to still get to you eventually one way or the other. Now, some of our future ex-members acted like fools yesterday in the chat room. And
Future
ex-members, yeah, because I didn't get around to banning them until when we finished this call. I'm going to start removing some of them. And then they'll know which ones, who it was, because they were just acting like fools yesterday in chat. And, you know, something bad's happening, et cetera, and it's not going to be, you know, crazy stuff that just gets people worked all up over nothing. When most of you have been on this ride long enough to know, okay, we go quiet because we don't have a whole lot to tell you. When we're not going to do a call just for the sake of doing a call. We've already let you know that a long time ago. So we didn't do a call Monday, and we put it off later that afternoon. We still said, well, I don't have anything more to say than we had Monday morning, so there was no justification to do a call if just to talk and do a call, but it was so late in the evening we decided not to. So people, they know how to act by now. If you don't know how to act by now, then you don't really need to be with us. Okay, Tony.
All right, so somebody said we're cutting out on Blog Talk. They can't understand what we're saying. I don't know if that's everybody or just that one person or not. So
okay.
I can get that kind of feedback. All right, guys. We waited all day, like Ray said. I tell you, we were trying to wait to get some information and updates from the bank. The reason we were waiting, because late Sunday night, I got a phone call. And they said, okay, the 800 numbers are coming out, so be ready to go tomorrow. So we were waiting to go. We were waiting for the number and ready to go. Everybody went in. Every call center we called, every exchange center we called, everybody was there. They were called in they went home on Saturday. They were called in Sunday evening. I got the call Sunday night, and then they were called in on Monday. Nothing happened. They're upset. Okay, so I'm waiting to get an update before we do the call. That's all. Didn't happen. I erased it. Last night, guess what happened? I got a phone call. Said, okay, this time get ready. We're ready to go. And I said, okay. You know, just like before. And nothing I got to do, just send me the numbers. Didn't happen because we're obviously still here today. They are on high alert. The northern part of the country actually has them sitting down at the desk. Midwest has them on their jobs but on high alert within their local one-hour deal. They got to be there. That's where we're at. Nobody knows why not. They're all, I have some of them saying, you know, can't talk, we can't say anything else, something's going on. but they're all ready to go. They all can see it. Oh, the only thing they said, well, I don't know why people are getting upset because the rate keeps going up while we wait. So let it go up. I said, I guess that's one way to look at it. If it's continuing to climb, which they're telling me it is, on the screen is just getting higher. So we'll go with it. There's no rhyme or reason. No, well, I was going to say, cabal trying to hold it up. Who knows what it is? We've all heard that it's the them and it's the them again, but it is going. Last week we heard the whole situation was worked out. They were ready to go. Now they still don't know, but this thing could change by the hour. That's all. I will tell you this. Anyway, it is nothing that Iraq is doing. It's not their fault. They're not holding it up. They are waiting to go just like we are. I can tell you that much. Okay? So we wait. We know it's going to get better. And as I've told you guys for the last 5, 6 years, not forever, every time they don't do it, go and take $39, $49 more dollars, whatever it is, and get you some more dome. Because you already know what the rate is. And you know what the contract rate is. So that means $49 could get you up to $2 million. Why you're not doing that every single day, or every day that you can, or every other day when they say this doesn't go, is beyond me. Because when it does go, you're going to wish you could have, would have, should have. I promise you that. That the amount of money that you lost just by not spending extra $49. Now, I do know the banks are dealing with one situation of their own making. I'm saying it's of their own making because we did get that this morning. The branches are starting to have an issue because now more and more of the branch managers know this is real. We got this from branch managers. But they're all getting together, calling each other, this is real, and they're all running out to buy. So next thing you know, all the tellers are going to be running out to buy. But like I said this morning, the banks did this on again, off again, on again, off again. And by not doing it, and now the level of knowledge keeps going lower and lower and lower, they're giving everybody that opportunity to go out and spend $49 and change their life. But they did that. We didn't do that. That's what they're dealing with this morning. And we'll see where it goes from there. All right. So the good news is we're still alive. I don't know what happened in the chat room or, you know, what Ray was talking about. But I don't know why you would, because we're the first ones to tell you good, bad, or indifferent. This is how it is. And what I'm telling you right now, the money's still there. It's still on the screen. The bank people are still there. And they're ready to go. And they don't know why they're not going, because they keep being told they're going right now in the morning. I mean, I got any minute, the 800 number's coming out. And, you know, we're still waiting. But that's what they're being told. So we go with it. All right? Anything I forget, Ray? Everything else is still the same. Nothing's changed. Right. Well, I didn't get an update on the rate. He just said the rates were still going up. But the procedures are the same. Nothing there has changed. Okay, so we're just waiting for a go. All right. What's next?
Okay. Van Dutch says, greetings from the Netherlands. Short and to the point is difficult. I have a friend who sold his company and he bought a small castle in France. His dream was to live like a king in France. I wasn't able to visit him for 10 years, and last summer we saw him again. I was shocked. He looked 30 years older and was very ill. Turns out that living like a god in France is not healthy at all. What is your advice for people who suddenly have all the money in the world to have a party every day? In this consumer society, we are being told that you have to consume as much as you can as fast as you can. I guess you aren't having cigars, whiskey, and good old-style North Carolina barbecue all day, or are you?
Okay. So here's the deal. And it's life choices. Everybody gets to make their own life choices. So I will tell you this. As you guys know, JN, who we've talked about, passed away. And JN was the kind of guy that just, I don't know, he worried all the time. He was concerned all the time. And I just say he was stressed all the time. All the time. I mean, about getting this done, that done. I don't know if you guys know Indian culture, but he got his mother-in-law, his father, his wife, his kids, and his brother already passed away, so now he's taking care of his sister-in-law, and it was just stress of life that caused him to have a massive heart attack. So there's one way to live and things you can't. Other people, there's this guy named Tony that I know, and I mean, he smokes 2 or 3 cigars every day. He's out on the yacht. He's out drinking scotch and whiskey and Macallan and Jameson. And he's at the club partying. So you're going to live one way or the other. But at the end, you're going to die, period. That is what's going to happen at the end. Now, the thing about it, when people get money, they have 2 options, just like your friend did. And I've sent you guys out the things that you can expect in life when you get this money. But a whole bunch of you, and I know people already, are going to absolutely stress every day that you have money, scared somebody's going to take it from you. Scared that your new friend is not your new friend. He's looking for an angle to take it. Your old friend is not your friend anymore. He's trying to get as much as he can get from you. Your wife is your wife, and your wife, but let's check the bank account every morning. It's going to be life, and you're going to have to decide. The other end of it is, I got some money. I put it away. I invested it. Let me enjoy the rest of my life, whatever time it is that I have, and provide for others. That's all. I mean, there's the only way to live life. Either you let it change you or you don't. You let it benefit you or you don't. I tell everybody, there's absolutely, and I know, there's some gurus and idiots and people tell you guys stuff right now. We haven't even taken the time to get their own money, as much as they could have accumulated over the years. Instead, they're doing, have to pay them $5,000 for a trust so you can't exchange. They're selling you products and ideas and everything, or you won't exchange, or you won't be their group, or they're planning to do something with you afterwards. Well, they absolutely are going to try and get your money because they didn't take the time to go get their own and do that. There's people out there who didn't know about it. We're definitely going to try to get your money because they know you don't know what to do with it when you have it. And those people, I mean accountants and lawyers and investors, and just, this guy just won the lottery. He don't have a clue. Let me go. You know how I know? Because it happens to professional athletes all the time. I told you guys, if you look at that 30 for 30, they have lost hundreds and millions of dollars. Somebody sent me an article yesterday or day before I read, 10 billionaires. 10 billionaires that went broke. And they went broke for the same reason you're talking about. They trusted somebody else with their money, with their business decisions, or they worried so much, or they invested just anything and everything and just partied. It's going to be up to you to live your life. Whether you let it wear you out or not is up to you. But it's a life you've been living. Everybody can be calm, live a better life if they have a plan. If you have planned to take your money and live with your money's money, not your money, I'm not using it. I'm using my money's money. All I really want to do right now is double my income. The income I'm surviving with right now, if I can put my money to work to double that income, I can live comfortably the rest of my life, and I don't even have to worry about all the rest of the BS. Just don't. If you learn how to say the most powerful word in the English language, powerful, it's the most powerful word in the English language, no. You gotta look somebody in the face and say no. Life is going to be so much simpler, but you're not going to do that because you think 500,000 is 500 million, or you think a million is 100 million. Trust me, $500,000 is nothing. Nothing will be gone in no time. $1 million, $2 million is nothing. It will be gone in no time. Believe that, especially if you don't know what to do with it. It will disappear on you quicker than you ever thought it could. So plan is what you should do. Plan on how you want to live your life. Don't drink yourself to death. Don't be a glutton. I mean, that's not what you guys do. I've been doing that for years. That's what I do. I'm not going to change what I do. But I'm not going to up it 10 times either. That's what I'm not going to do. But I'm not going to crawl in a shell and try and hide from everybody because they all want to take my money. That doesn't make any sense to me either. Leave your life. If you don't know what to do, if you clearly do not know what to do, you guys got Ray's phone number calling. All right.
Moving right along.
You what? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. We ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Sandman says, is it possible that the political football no one has discussed is the reason for the months of what we feel are delays? Does TNT feel that something is seriously out of whack?
Is it possible that the political football, you should have went more in depth in that, and what are you referring to? The hearings today with Mueller, I don't know, Trump and the Mod Squad or whatever he's calling them, the four of them, I can't even think what he calls them. Are you talking about the U.S. and Iran or the U.S. and China? There's a whole lot of political footballs out there, so I'm not clear exactly which one you think is holding this up or which one is tied to. And I don't really see it tied to any of them unless it is, because Iran is not about the money anymore. They got that under control. They got the smuggling. And you know that because Iraq's not in the picture. They're not talking about any of that. They're not talking about the money going back and forth. They're not talking about the borders. They're not even talking about the parliament anymore in Iraq because all that's been resolved. We really don't see a whole lot of stuff on TV about the trade in China. The rates that are going up, the dollar going back up now, the price of oil, all the issues that it's causing, but it's not front and center. So what is holding it up? The only thing we're hearing is what's going on in Zimbabwe and what kind of decision they're going to make. Is the only thing I'm hearing from anywhere is Zimbabwe itself and the deal that's going on back and forth, but it was resolved, it's not resolved, we're going through that. We're going to go without it because 2 weeks ago, we're going to go without it. They know they really can't do that because that doesn't make sense. Go without it. And then give us all this money and think we're not going to buy them, that doesn't make any sense. So they got to work it out so it goes together because too many people know about it. So I'm not sure which football you're talking about, but be more specific and I'll discuss it with you. All right, what's next, Ray?
Heartlight 2. This is regarding Canada and the contract rate. Number one, were the Canadians included in We the People fight for the right to be involved in this RV?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It was from all of us together. Canada was involved in it then. As a matter of fact, I forgot, man. I haven't called him. That's what I need to check with. That was a great idea. Anyway, I'll see you next time. But thanks for reminding me of something. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Do you know if Canada was allotted a certain amount for the contract rate, or is it just one large pool for everyone? And is our cap the same or smaller than the USA cap?
I think Canada is included in the agreement that I made. Canada was there, was part of it, and all of our numbers. Guys, I actually thought about it this morning. I'm not going to do it, but I actually thought about telling you guys exactly what the agreement was. So some of you guys can just calm down and go. But I wanted to give you the exact number of people that are supposed to get the contract rate, just so you guys wouldn't panic. But then I thought, no, because it might slow things down. So I don't want to slow it down. But for us and internet people that are paying attention, we should all be able to get it. If you go to the bank, we should all be able to get it. Those other 8 million, 10 million people out there, they're not all going to get it. All right, what's next?
Jimmy and KC says, number one, is it still saying, wait a minute, regarding the one bank with the multiple rates, is it still saying that that is what they will do?
They're still saying that's what they'll do. Haven't changed yet.
Is it still the only?
When they're saying the rates, listen, yeah, they're still the only one. When they're saying those rates, they're saying when our guys are negotiating, these are the rates they're going to use. They don't have to. They could jump from number one to number five, or they can jump from one to three to five, because, you know, another area, because that's what it is. They're being told we only have three rates we're going to use. And this is the same bank, just so you guys know. One area said, nope, we're only using these three rates. Another area said, we're using these five rates, because that's what we were told to do. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, is it still the only bank saying it?
Yes.
Okay. Cute Boy says, has the CBI actions in the direction of the Delete the Zeros project and the education of the process to the people, do you think the CBI is waiting for the new governor to be in place in September before the citizens start seeing articles again about the Deleting the Zero process? Okay.
First of all, who has a boy named like Cute Boy? I mean, really? Okay. I don't even know if I want to talk to a cute boy. I've talked to a cute girl, but I don't know about a boy. But anyway, no. I do not believe we're going to wait until September, October. I know people are putting it out there, waiting for the new governor, waiting for the education minister. I know Parliament goes on vacation today, and they don't come back until September. But I think everything that's being pushed and being done right now tells me this will happen before then. I don't think they went as far as they did and got that close, even with the people, putting out the denominations, the meaning of it, how it's going to work and everything, to wait until October to do it, when it was supposed to be done by the end of June. I don't think the banks will be doing what they're doing, bringing their people in, paying people out, bringing in individuals right now, giving them SKRs all over again, and telling them that they're going to be liquid by Monday if they knew that it wasn't going to be until October. I don't think they'd be letting any of their people do exchanges at this moment. So, no, I do not think we're going to wait for that. All right, what's next?
Larry One, do you know if there's any regulation supporting the ruling with the IRS on no taxes on the exchange?
We still don't have any regulations. All we're going by, bank people are saying no taxes now. Our treasury guy said no taxes. So that's all we can go by until time comes.
Papa Cracker says, we keep hearing that banks will only pay the contract rate for all currencies concerned up to a certain amount. Why couldn't I go to another bank and do the same thing over and over again to get the contract rate for all my currencies above the cap limit?
Well, supposedly, if that is the agreement or the rule, then the Treasury Department would know that because they're going to report it all to the Treasury Department and deny it, if that is. But the real big thing is, if you thought that was a good idea, why would you expose it on this call to everybody and to the banks so now they can take time to put something in to make sure that doesn't happen? We've been doing that for years, and we've even talked about different things and ways to get things done. And I even told you that they listened to these calls and they put in changes, rules, and even wrote laws so that we couldn't do some things we wanted to do. Now, nothing beats a failure but a try, but you don't go put up a billboard or let Johnny Tucker and say, I'm going to do this, and then think they're not going to be ready for it when you get there. What's next?
All right, Crowley Holmes says, the banks have plans to have the internet group exchanges completed within 10 days of scheduling appointments. How many people did they estimate in the internet group? And after the 10 days, will the waiting for Forex greater later be an issue or change the process?
I don't know how many they anticipate. It's a Forex group, okay? I don't know what they're, I mean, the internet group, I don't know what the exact numbers are now. But whatever it is, they in fact do think it should get done in 10 days. They'll do the whole internet process in 10 days. After that, they'll go to their regular process. You go into a bank, they'll say you got too much, and they'll need to schedule an appointment. It'll just be a longer, slower process, that's all. Because then everybody will be doing that. This is the fastest way, go in 10 days and get it over with. After that, they just go back to their regular program. All right. What else? Was there something on the end of that?
No. Okay. What? Yeah, some of these questions are just... let me see. 1 second. And some of the stuff you already addressed.
Okay.
IFY, could you explain more about the buddy system concept proposed or discussed on previous calls? Buddy system. It must be, I think that's something he's referring to something I talked about on training. We never made any reference to buddy system up here, did we?
I have no idea what they're talking about. The buddy system.
I'm going to take a stab at what I think it is. I've told the open mic folks forever that always have a dinar buddy. And that was someone that would make sure that if they missed something, they'd have somebody that would call them and say, here's what you missed on the call. You know, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday call or any special training. So maybe that's what he's referring to as a buddy system. There's some folks who don't have access to the board, and there's some who do. So if you are buddies with that person, either they can pull something off the board and send it to you. And what some people have done, have let others use their access code to get in and look around and retrieve what they want to retrieve. So that's the only buddy thing that I've been talking about, having somebody that has your back. So in the event that we bring out something unscheduled, your buddy will double check with you to make sure you found out about it.
Okay. On the other hand, if something happens while somebody's in there and it's something negative, we don't want to hear somebody use your access code. I let somebody use it because that really doesn't matter. It was your code, and that's what happened. And we've heard that excuse before when things have happened. So I'm going to tell you, that's still your responsibility. Okay.
All right. Blackbird says, do you have any info on whether we can go in with currency in hand and then come back with our layaway currency to exchange at the contract level? Or should I wait until I have all the currency in hand but risk that contract prices are exhausted and used up?
Guys, I would try to do my best to get anything I had on reserve in by the time my appointment. Whatever it is, I get it. Now, how can you do that? If you don't have the money to do it, somebody you know doesn't have a reserve and they're going in and they're getting their money. Then borrow the money from them if you can't borrow from the bank or anywhere else. But get your reserve in is what I would try to do and go to my appointment. I wouldn't count on going in, getting it, and going back because you don't know when you're going to get scheduled for your next one because you're taking calls as it goes through. That's what I would try to do. So work it out. All right?
All right. Live callers, area code 865, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your information here. Couple of things, just for clarification here. Thought I heard you say that, reminding everyone that the longer this goes, the rate keeps going higher, but that your bank sources weren't actually confirming what they were seeing on the back screen. Did I hear that correctly?
They did say they were going higher, and I didn't even ask them what the rates were. So, no, they weren't confirming. All he said was,
okay,
the rate's going higher, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Also, given your telling us what had happened over the weekend, the info on Sunday, waiting for the updates Monday didn't happen. Same thing happening last night with then looking for today. Out of curiosity, same source, or are we seeing several sources but the same kind of situation that happened?
The same source twice,
okay,
and a different source.
Uh-huh. Okay. If I may, Ray, you know, you shared information earlier this morning in the TNT chat. Enough time go by that there's an update on that, or is that going to have to wait until later today with respect to the Don?
Wait until we get other information.
Okay, that's what I was curious, whether or not maybe we might have a little bit more. But that was exciting news, and we appreciate your sharing that information very much on that.
No, wait, because we don't know what he shared. Everybody else don't know.
Well, they went on a need-to-know basis.
I'm not going to. I'm
the only ones that needed to know were in the chat. No, that's we have a member that has a scheduled appointment today, supposedly for a dong exchange, supposedly at a new rate, let me put it that way. He was told, at least he was told by the bank person that it had a new rate, but he couldn't see what it was until he actually tried to do the exchange. It would show up, so they're going in to do that experimental process, see what happens.
Exciting.
Okay,
exciting.
Now everybody knows. Okay.
We've got our fingers crossed.
Okay.
Other question, Tony, this goes back to you, a comment that you had made with respect to, again, the longer it goes, more within the banking system itself, it's down into the branch manager level seeming to know all of this. What sort of aspect are the bankers still being told that they aren't able to buy, and if they're getting it, they're sort of circumventing things, or have they lifted that problem, you know, the parameter that they couldn't have the funds, or, you know, go out and buy it? I'm kind of stumbling over my, I can't
okay.
read my own writing here.
The only people who can't buy are people at the call centers, exchange centers. They had to sign waivers when they were first trained, saying they wouldn't
right.
buy. Everybody else, they told them it was just a rumor, wasn't a fact, you know, it was a scam, everything else. So nobody else had to sign anything else. But
okay.
it's what happens in most locations, you know, two or three branch managers find out this is real, so they call four or five other branch managers. Hey, did you guys see this? And they call four or five other branch managers. And so now it's at the branch manager's level because they all share information. And it'll go
right.
like a wildfire. But what happens is the head teller will call next and find out, hey, guess what I just found out? And then it'll go through there. So the longer they take, the more they're destroying the innocent, something they protected for 10, 12 years, you know, as of this morning, it's starting to be exposed because they keep
mm-hmm.
start, stop, and not getting the process going. Okay.
All the more reason for something to happen today so that we can be always remembering this is our Wealth Found Wealth Arrival Wednesdays. So let's keep our fingers crossed on that one. And 10 days from hopefully today, we know that that would be our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. And we appreciate it. And again, thanks so much for your tenacity and sticking with us. We sure appreciate it ever, ever so much. And have yourself a wonderful,
right,
wonderful
you.
Wednesday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. All right, bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. 574 area code. Okay. And you're on.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
Fabulous.
Super fantastic.
Well, Arizona finally got some rain this morning, and I appreciated that because, man, this dryness was killing me.
Okay.
And I thought, and I don't know, Ray and Tony, how you guys feel about this, with what is going on in the media and all of that today, especially with the Mueller, you know, testimony and all that, wouldn't you think that it definitely would be a good distraction, so to speak, for things to go? Because you have, you know, a lot of people that are focusing their attention on that. It would have been great for us to be able to just have gotten the numbers and gone on in and making our appointments and everything while that's being, I guess you could say, focused on. What is your take on that?
Here's the reality of this, guys, so everybody understands. First of all, again, there's not going to be no big announcement. There's not going to be stop the presses, the world freezes, anything else. The Iraqi dinar just revalued, or the dong, or the Zimbabwe. It's not going to happen like that. It's not going to be breaking news across every television show and every news show. It's not going to be the number one story at 6 o'clock. None of that is going to happen. Second of all, there's 350 million people in the U.S. I guarantee you, I'm willing to bet every dinar I have right now, there's not 3 million people watching this news show. People are at work, living their life, and probably don't even really care. More people watching Super Bowl than watching this right now. And they're going to hear about it throughout the day, news, and everything else. But the world is not focused on this. The U.S., out of 350 million people, probably not three. We are 10 million or 20 denarians. And when this is announced, less than a million, right, on the internet. We get a million, we're up to a million views a week, right? So with everybody outside, probably 2 or 3 million people going to be on the phone calls for that 10-day period of time and try and get through. So none of this stuff at all is affecting it. They're not waiting for it. And when it does happen, we're not going to see parties in the streets, jets flying overhead like the idiots tell you, you know, and everything else, tanks riding down the middle of the street, the RV has happened. None of that's going to happen. We're going to go to the bank, and most of us aren't even going to go to a bank. It's going to be a large bank. It's going to be an office building. We're going to go for our appointment times. And life is going to move around just like it always has, guys. It's not going to be a parade down the street. Not going to happen.
Well, I definitely wasn't alluding to any of those things, but I definitely appreciate your thoughts and your input. And you gentlemen, have a good day.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I just don't think these things aren't affecting the RV. There's something else going on that's affecting the RV. Nothing that's being seen in the public or going to be seen in public is affecting the RV. All right. Really?
Okay. 301 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good morning. All right. Super fantastic.
So with where we are now, in the past, we've had these dates or times, and going to get the numbers, we're not going to get the numbers. What's your best guess, or what's your feeling on, I guess, next wall? Today, Friday, the 31st, next month, or we just don't know, we just have to go with the flow?
We don't know. And nobody is giving us a window because everybody thinks it's today, tomorrow, the next day. I mean, they're all on alert. They're bringing them in. You know, they're taking their phones when they walk in the building. I got something like that. We got to turn our phone in every day because they think something's going to happen. I mean, we know we're that close. I think Tuesdays are great days. So when they tell me that Monday night, I'm on it because that's really International Banking Day. And Monday is the day that they do their accounting for the weekend. So I think Tuesday is a great day. Let's do it. I think Friday evenings are great because I know in the beginning they always wanted Friday right after the market closed so they could hold the rate at one place over the weekend. So always look at Tuesday and Friday. And if it happens any time in between, I'm happy. But those are the only times I look for it. As an end date or has to happen by this date, we've had so many of those, and I don't see anything significant happening in the world or in Iraq or anything that says it's got to be done by this date because Iraq has done everything they did and everything they said they were going to do, which is release the 3-0s, have it done by June 3rd. They haven't done any of it, but it wasn't their fault because I know they planned for it. From all my contacts over there, they were ready to go. They just weren't allowed to. So they've done what they were supposed to do. I mean, there's nothing else they can do, and that's why they're not talking about it anymore, because they've lost control of it.
None of your sources at Treasury have anything to say, or?
They say the same thing that is done. It's ready. You know, there's a green light, but we're still sitting here. Every time we get, you know, within a day or a couple hours, I mean, the banks themselves, I told you guys last week, three times, they were ready to go and they told them stop. It's not going. It's not going. We don't know. And I'm not going to sit here and make up anything for you. Only thing I got is something to do with them. It is going. It's not going. There's agreement made. Now there's not an agreement. You know, they got to figure out how they're going to do this them thing. So
as far as like this month or next month, you really don't want to say or can't say because there isn't any new information that will dictate one way or the other. We just have to go through this day by day.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I don't have anything to say. It will be done by the 31st. They even said that. This is all we know. We know they put new codes out at the first of the month. Okay, they already did that. They put secondary codes out every Monday. Well, they've already done that. The weekly code is out. The monthly code is out. All it has to do is go. And it's not going. We know for the last 3 weeks, they've been bringing people in, and they have been doing exchanges, giving them SKRs, telling them their money will be in the bank in 72 hours, and the money's not in the bank. I got two guys who went out, contracted houses because their wealth manager told them, go ahead and do it. The money's going to be there. They've already signed for $1 million homes. I got a guy who went out, did a contract for a Bentley because the wealth manager told him, don't worry about it. Your money will be there. And the money's not there. But they were that sure it was going to happen, and it still hasn't happened.
You mentioned over the weeks that there have been people sporadically that have gone in to supposedly exchange. Have we gotten any confirmation one way or the other, whether or not they got their money, didn't get their money, or whatever the case?
I just told you.
In the past you mentioned these same people were the ones who were supposed to have gotten or about to go in for exchanges. Nothing's ever happened with them.
They went in, they exchanged. They told them, you're going to get your money. This is how much you're going to get. And they're still waiting.
Okay.
Because they thought it was over and done. The exchanger said, hey, I'm telling you, this is going to be here at 2 o'clock today. Your money's going to be liquid. Well, it's 2 o'clock tomorrow, and the money's still not there.
Gotcha.
Okay?
But okay.
That's how close we are, or should be, because that's what they're being told.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, so just got to wait, try and be patient.
That's what it is.
And go buy some more.
Go buy some more. That's what I said, hey. I don't even know what darn it is, $49 now, a million, or $39 a million. Go buy some more today. If it's coming out at 227 contract rate, that's $2 million. Go buy some more today. And they don't do it tomorrow, do it all over again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you for the information. You guys have a great Wednesday.
All right, sir. Take care.
You too. Thanks, man.
360 area code. Wait a minute. Okay.
Good morning and good afternoon, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Good morning, sir.
Tony, I think that the advice that you gave early on was absolutely golden. You can't worrying, as I once heard, is a waste of time. And this isn't going to happen until it happens. And when it does, it'll be a great day. And I posted on the board yesterday, and gosh, I hope Ray, it wasn't me that I said, listen, no news is good news. Great news is the 800 number. And so until that great news comes through, chill out, take it easy. Worrying about it, fretting about it, none of that's going to do any good. And I think that we spend so much time worrying about the things we can't control, and you've said that a bunch too, both of you have, that it's counterproductive to your health. Like you said, and worrying does cause heart attacks. Worrying causes strokes. Stress causes that stuff. Now, gravity is a stress, and it keeps us strong because we have to stand up against it every day. But the other stuff doesn't. So I guess in the big scheme of things, we've always said this was fluid. It's bigger than any single entity, and there are complications to it that are beyond what we understand. And so consequently, the frustration that people feel, or I didn't get it now. I've waited. I've anticipated. All that means absolutely nothing. And so to keep a positive outlook on how your life is today, I woke up today feeling great. And I felt great because it's a new day. And every day is a new day. And if today is the day or tomorrow, whenever it happens, it'll be a great day. And if your perspectives are focused on the nots or the isn'ts or the can'ts or all the negatives to it, all it does is lead to frustration and something bad. And I don't find that to be a productive way. And as far as your, they always say, my grandmother drank a shot of whiskey every day, and she died at 97. Well, you know, if she enjoyed her whiskey and she enjoyed her 97, kudos. And so I do believe that you're going to be as you are. You're if you're going to worry now, you're going to worry after you have the cash. Things aren't going to get better. They're going to get bigger. And the worries will get bigger, not better. And so that was just my thought on that. When you were talking about the banker you spoke with, and he said, you know, what are you worried about? The rates are going up. And I see where CIA lady asked about this. And I was going to try to coin it a little bit differently and say, gee, has it gone up a nickel? Has it gone up a dime? But none of that makes any difference. The fact is that I always bought dong based upon a hedge, that if it's a lower rate, I've covered myself. It's a better rate, I've really covered myself. And so consequently, the more you had, the better it's going to be. And I think that if there's a reason that a person thinks, well, gee, I've got enough, you know, consequently, if you knew what the rate was, you might be able to say that. But nobody does. And so consequently, the one way to hedge against that is to buy more. My nephew was going to buy a golf club, and I thought, hell with that golf club. Buy more dong, and you can buy a golf course.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
What's going on here? There also is a rumor, and this is just a rumor, and I know how you feel about rumors, but that the Chinese elders were in Vegas partying, and that's why it hasn't gone. And I purposely didn't buy it. But it's just what I heard. The one thing I have, I have some curiosity.
Okay.
Is there a chance, or are these projects, the infrastructure projects, is that still in the works? Because not much has been said about it lately. Because I think that is going to be one of our potential sources of income where we help our country. And ideally, if those things come out, if they would be tax-free type events, or, you know, that we would be in some sort of tax advantage if we participated in them.
Okay. So you said a whole lot of stuff, so I'm going to go backwards. Yeah, they will be there until we get there, long after we're gone, investments. And there are tax advantages to doing them, absolutely. I mean, you're going to make interest, but you can get tax write-off, things that you need, and you can be able to help your community at the same time. So absolutely get involved in local projects, state projects, national and international. The more you have, the higher you should shoot for, as far as that goes. The elders in Vegas definitely had me laughing because they're drunk on wine, something we can't get our money when I've heard for 10 years the elders are going to take it away from the treasury. The elders are going to demand that Trump do this. The elders are going to do it on their own. We don't have it done by 4 a.m. on Thursday. All this elders BS we've been hearing for years. All the elders can do is pay the groups when it comes time to buy their dinar. They don't control anything. They weren't even a part of it. But, okay, so the elders are done. Guys, I drink and I smoke because George Burns smoked till he was 100 years old. Didn't affect him till he got to be 101 and he died. So I figure I can do that. I drink the same way because you guys drive me to drink. That's why I drink, because you drive me to drink. I go up and down every day where we don't let you do that, but it's okay. It's part of life, and you guys got to learn to live a little, even in the bad times. And I doubt, and I can say this, let me say, I doubt if 95 or 98% of you have had worse times in the last 10 years than I have, and in the 20 years than I have, just dealing with this and life and everything else. So let me tell you, it's not easy to be done, but you just have to do it. And I know that, and you guys can know, I can't control the uncontrollable. Just don't do it. Control what you can. Enjoy the moment that you can. And you know we've had so many people pass away already waiting for this. Why hold up your life? I mean, why not be getting something out of it? And if there's something that's not enjoying your life, at least finding $49 a week to increase the benefits that you're going to get when it does happen. Do you have enough? Does anybody have enough? This is what I tell people all the time. I'm telling you guys today. When Bill Gates, Rupert Murdoch, and everybody else on the Forbes 400 list tell me I'm not making any more money, I got enough, then I'll know what enough is. But when they keep making hundreds of millions of dollars every day and every month, there must be a reason for that. There must be a reason you need more than you have and all that you can get. So I'm telling you, that's what you should be doing. Because at some point in your life, you're going to wish you had this opportunity again, and you're going to wish you would have done more with it. I promise you that day is going to come. Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And my last thought is, I think one way to figure it out is to maintain your perspective of dreaming, because dreaming of the things that you would like to do with an unlimited resource so that you could do whatever you want, therein, I think, lies some secret to positive thought, positive planning. And so I'll end with that. Anyway, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Optimistic Ray, I think that you're doing a great job. And Tony, bless your heart. Sometimes people get upset just because they don't hear you. I'll go through my share of Tony and Ray withdrawal, but I'll get over it. And hopefully we'll shake hands and then we'll be good after that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right.
201. Erico, you are on.
Hi, guys. My questions were answered, so thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
214 area code, you are on.
Yes. This is Keith from Dallas.
All right.
Am I on?
Good morning.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, sir.
One question I want to ask Ray, where did I go to school to be such a good communicator like you are?
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're one of the best communicators I've ever heard in my life. But, yeah, that's really all I want to say to him. And, Tony, you need to get your crystal ball out and call that person that's going to flip that switch and tell them to do it, because they're wasting time spending more money. All these bank tellers knowing everything. The whole world will know for too long.
All right.
All right.
We'll tell them.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank
Thanks.
You, sir.
All right.
All right.
You
thank
bet.
You, sir. 954 area code. You are on. 954. Yep. Let's see. 954-830. All right. We'll go to 216 area code. 216.
Fort Dallas.
216. Can you hear us? Okay. 509. Area code, you are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. To the nth degree.
Well, that's good. I don't know that I have a very good question, but I just was wondering if you heard that Christine Lagarde is stepping down September 12th from the IMF?
I did.
And is that a good thing? I mean, she's done her job? She's out of there? Or what do you think?
I think she's done a great job. I mean, why she's leaving, I don't know. But I don't know the effect that it will have on us as far as the IRB.
Okay.
As far as the global economy and that, we'll see what the new leadership looks like.
All right. Well, I was just curious what you thought about it.
Okay.
All right.
I like
well, thank you.
I don't see anything that she's done. So it should help us. So. All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and yourself.
All right. I'm super fantastic, my friend. Appreciate you.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call, and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And again, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal and rally, rally, rally so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Make it
all right.
Dynamite day, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
765 area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. I didn't know I was in the queue, but questions have been answered, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
281 area code. You're on.
Glad to call that up in here.
281. You're on.
Hello.
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 Hi. How you all doing?
All right, I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Tony Madison.
How you doing?
Oh. How you doing?
Fantastic. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Remember, Mr. Ray, last time you talked to me, I was on the road coming to Texas. Texas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You in Texas now?
I'm in Texas. I came to help my mom and my dad, and I got to go to an appointment with my dad on tomorrow, and it felt so good to, you know what, sometimes just to come home and just visit. I tell anybody, if you could go home to visit, just go visit. About 19 hours. And my mother had a hard time waking me up this morning, but I wanted to ask.
Wait, we can't hear you. We can't hear
you.
Hey, B,
still there? We lost you.
Can you? I'm on the front line. Okay, how about that? Can you hear me?
Get
now?
Away from the cows.
Okay.
Yeah, move away from the cows so you can hear you. All right.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Do they have a limit on the dawn, do you know?
No, I don't think he said there was no limit. When we asked, there wasn't a limit.
Okay, good, good. Because I'm going where bus lady goes, and I'm going to buy me up some dawn while I'm down here, because I can get it the same day. And I'm going to get me a little bit more Denora, since I can get it the same day. And I'm just excited because I know it's going to pop any day now. And I'm right along with you all. We can't do nothing but wait and see. But while we on the ride, I'm going to keep collecting. So that was the only question I had, guys. Thank you for your time.
Let me ask you a question there. Wait,
uh-huh.
Hold on. Where are you getting the Denar at the same day? Where are you getting it from?
At the, I'm going to the Exchange Center in Houston.
Oh, Exchange Center, not at a bank.
No, no, at the bank, you know, it takes 2 days. At the bank at Wells Fargo, it used to be you could go get it and you could pay an extra $14 and get it the next day. But they told me they 2 months ago, they told me they stopped that. They say the currency exchange wouldn't let them do that anymore. They said I could only pay for 2 days, but it still takes sometimes 3 days for me to get it. You get it on a Friday, they don't send it out to you till Monday. They don't send it on Saturdays. They do nothing on Saturdays. You can go pay for it, but they still won't send it out till Monday.
Right. What about the dong? Where are you getting the dong from?
I'm getting it from the Exchange Center in Houston.
Okay.
Off of Katy Freeway.
Wow.
I
okay.
already
not
called and talked to them.
Somewhere else? Because
yeah.
Travelers doesn't sell the dinar. They do?
Oh, wait a minute. Well, where I called over there, they told me that they had a limit and they were going fast because I talked to the young man in Florida, and he said he's over it. And he said he did have some dinar. And he told me, but he can't guarantee me it'll be there when I come tomorrow because I won't go up there till tomorrow because I'll be 10 minutes away from them. He said he can't guarantee me that. I didn't know they didn't sell it, but he surely did tell me that because they sent me over to their manager, and he's in Florida. Now, he told me if I buy it right now, he can hold it for me.
Not that I know Travelers didn't sell the dinar. They haven't. They may have started. But they do sell the dinar, and they will hand it to you right over the counter. But I'll tell all you guys, if you call them right now, well, I know they do here, and say, this is how much I want. She will stick it in the envelope, write your name on it, and they'll be sitting there waiting for you when you get there.
That's what he did tell me that. He did tell me that. So what I need to do is when I get off the call, I need to call them back to find out which one I'm supposed to be going to and if they still have it. But I'm going to get me some dongs.
All right. Do the right thing.
All right, sweeties. You all have a great day, and thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
404 area code. You are on. Okay, 510. You are on.
Hi, is that me?
That is you.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. How are the both of you guys?
I'm feeling fabulous.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree, and yourself?
Me too. I'm wonderful. I'm fabulous. I don't have any complaints. I know we're coming to the end of our road. This is Deborah. You know, I always say my name. It's really pronounced as Deborah Benefield. Madder than a billy goat in the pepper patch. Doesn't that strike anything with you guys?
Yeah.
Wait.
Listen.
I want to know how a billy goat in a pepper patch go with Deborah.
Go with Deborah?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying really my name is spelled Deborah, but it's people say Deborah, but my mother has always told me your name is not Deborah, it's Deborah. But I took the side road and just said Deborah because everybody said Deborah, but it's really Deborah, and I prefer to be called Deborah. But anyway, I'm getting ready
Deborah,
to go.
Let me just tell you something so you know. If you're hanging out with Billy Goats and Pepper Patches, your name is Deborah.
All right. So, you know what? Tony, I ain't gonna, you look, I ain't got a dog in the fight. I ain't gonna even say nothing, okay? Listen,
okay.
I just wanted to say I'm excited about everything. I know we're coming to the end of our road. And Tony and Ray, thank you so much for what you guys do. You know, I listen a lot of times on the calls, and I feel the acrimony and the, you know, tension in people's voices. It's just really funny to me. But I thank God for you guys because you guys handle it so well. But I also wanted to say I have my plan. I'm getting ready to leave out Friday. I'm originally from Houston, Texas also, but I live in California. My husband is a Californian, so I've been out here longer than I have been in Texas. But anyway, I'm going back to Galveston, leaving out Friday. I'm going on a cruise. I have my plan together. I got me some extra money just in case something pop off, and I'm docked at one of the ports there in Jamaica. I got enough money to get us a one-way ticket back. You know what I'm saying, Tony? Thank you for all of that, because I don't have time to be waiting, baby. I've been waiting long enough. I done put my money aside just in case, you know, I'm on one of those islands and I can't get out. I mean, well, I know I'm going to be able to get out because I got extra money to do that for a one-way ticket. I got my not the 800 numbers, but when they come out, I'll be making my reservations because I'm going for the my appointment. I'm sorry. I'm going for the jugular vein. I'm going for contract rates all the way. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Tony, I ain't got a bigger man for nothing. No, I'm just kidding. but anyway, everything is taken care of. I have my plan all in intact. But you know what? I was wondering, Tony, you think it'll be okay if I go take me about $1 million in dong and go down here and see if I can go to Wells Fargo and see if I can get some?
You can tell you because nothing beats a failure but a try. I don't think you're going to
try.
Get nothing,
that's
but,
right. All day long.
I mean, that's
oh,
right.
Okay.
But
you know,
try.
Yeah, I am.
Let me tell you
a
secret in case you didn't know. Because I heard you say you ain't got to beg a man for nothing. But the reality is a man love a woman that got his own. That's the best woman is. That got her own. You
I
got yours.
Right.
I'm good. I'm loving you.
Okay. I know that's right. Look, my baby ain't working for nothing. You know what I'm saying? We real cool. I'm getting ready to go on the cruise, and hey, I'm looking forward to just sitting back and having me an adult beverage.
There you go. All right. Y'all have a good
well,
time.
Well, listen, you
enjoy that cruise.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay,
all
Ray.
Right.
Love you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thanks.
209 area code. You are on. Okay. 870 area code. You are on.
What's up, Sergeant Ray and Sergeant Tony? How y'all doing today?
All right.
All right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I say, I'm going to ask you a question. Ray, that church that you're talking about, the when we go establish a trust, do we have to go get an EIN number for that?
I would recommend it.
You would recommend it?
Yes.
Okay. That's why I wanted to make sure. Because I was going over EIN. I saw a trust. And I said, I wonder if you have to have a trust, an EIN number to get a trust. So, and Tony, you said keep on buying some old dung?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
you know why I say dong, guys, and I say that all the time versus the dinar? Because people are still skeptical about the dinar, for one. The dong is already legitimate currency. And then if you look at which one has the best return rate, it's still going to be the dong. the rate of return is so much greater than the dinar, as long as you're buying it. And the third thing is, every single person you know, everybody, I don't care, everybody can figure out how to come up with $50, get $1 million and change their life. If they get the contract rate, that's $2 million. If they get the 47, they still got $500,000. They're still going to change their life. That's something every single person can do. Your 15-year-old kid can come up with $50. Even if you got to ask Aunt Susie for it, he can get it and say he did that. Okay. That's why I try and tell you, look at the dong. The dinar, everybody can't come up with $1,000 to make $3 million, but everybody can come up with $50 or $100 to make $4 or $5 million. Right?
Yeah. But those dinars that you talk about, I see some people selling those $25,000 notes. I think that's what I saw. Are those going to be good in this RV or not?
I don't know, because first of all, no people, no one, he said people, no person should be individually selling anything because they're not licensed to sell. If you're buying from an exchanger or somebody who sells currency, yes. But there's some individuals out there who are already involved in that. I know they had a whole pyramid scheme going here in the Bay Area or something where they were having week meetings and selling people 25,000 notes at the meeting. Guys, that's no way to buy your currency, I'm telling you. There's legitimate avenues, and the banks and exchanges will sell it to you cheaper than those people will. Check out the rate. Don't do that. And I don't know. They actually had somebody here in West Sacramento where the FBI went to their house because they were involved in that, but they thought they were counterfeit notes. He was lucky he had real notes. But they were selling other people counterfeit notes. He just didn't get them. Don't plan your future on something. One person, I'll sell you one note. I'll do. Go get your own money at the bank, and you'll get it cheaper. Okay.
Okay. Well, y'all, Jimmy, have a great day, and I'll holler at y'all later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey. 972 area code.
Hey there, Danny in Dallas. You guys, all right?
Danny in Dallas. All right, man. How you doing?
Hey, it's a good day. I did something a little out of the ordinary this week. I usually work 6 days a week, and I took a Saturday afternoon off, so I only got 5.5 in. And it was very restful. Right now we're going to cool front in Dallas. I think it's going to get up to 88 degrees today. And this is I'm almost looking for a sweater. It's so out of character.
It's a good
day. Okay. Yeah. I was
Did you put a blanket on the horse too?
Yeah. Well, let's not talk about my horse blanket. Let's I do want to communicate. You know, it's all about time and money. I made a friend this weekend, and he's a spiritual man. He's concerned about biblical things and living a righteous life, and he was communicating to me about a recent experience that he had, time and money. He was watching the clouds. You know how you'll certainly I did as a kid. I'd look at that cloud, and that looks like a dog, or there's a cat over there. There's a bear. Well, he was doing this as an adult and just kind of marveling at all the creation and how long it's been around. And he started talking to the Lord, and he said, Lord, you've been doing this for, some people think, 1 million years. That's a lot of time. What is 1 million years like to you as compared to me? And the Lord told him, he said, well, that's about a minute's worth of time. And he said, well, you know, I'm only here for a short while, and I'm going to hope to be with you. But I need money in the meantime. What is $1 million like to you as compared to me? And he said, oh, that's about a penny. Okay. Well, in closing the conversation off, he said, Lord, I really need a penny. And you know what the Lord said? In about a minute.
Yeah. In about a minute? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. You'll get it in about a minute. Huh?
I do have a serious question that was asked. A young man that just recently got involved with this, the friends he hangs around with, he asked me, are you, when you go to the exchange, you're not going to be able to determine a rate. That's going to be with the wealth manager. And I assured him that's what I understood. He said, are you going to put it in a bank account or are you going to put it in a checking account? And I flat didn't remember ever having that particular question asked on the call. It seemed appropriate to say put it in a checking account. I mean, you putting in a savings account because you'll draw interest. Do you have any insight, or is it just get it in your name? And then we get to the wealth.
I do have some insight.
Good.
So listen carefully, all right? When you go do your exchange, the person you do that exchange with is going to set the rate. So you need to be with a wealth manager. The rate you sign for right then is going to be your rate.
Okay.
Now, what should happen is you have so much dinar, they make sure you exchange with a wealth manager.
Okay.
Because that's the only time that's going to happen. You cannot, will not, absolutely won't happen. You exchange on Monday and go back on Thursday, Friday, or next week and think they're going to give you a higher rate. Absolutely, positively will not happen. When you leave there and you got that $10,000 in your hand, you got that debit card, that black card you need in your hand, that is your rate.
That's probably the most valuable information I've heard in a while, because it is confusing. And, of course, it always we're fearful that things are going to change. So what will trigger that immediately go to a wealth manager will be the volume that you have. Is that what you're saying?
Immediately go, say it again. Immediately go what?
That the reason you would go immediately to a wealth manager is because of the volume that you have.
Yeah, they're going to send you to a private banker or to a wealth manager based on how much you have. Absolutely.
Excellent. All right.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That's why you want to tell them how much you have, so you make sure they send you to the right location. Because when you leave there, you're not going to get a penny more. That deal is done. You signed for it. It's over.
That makes sense. Then the next question that comes to mind is, do we tell them on the call that we're looking for the contract rates, or does it matter with the call people?
All they're supposed to ask you is your name, address, zip code, your volume that you have, and make you an appointment based on that. Can you tell them that? Absolutely. Again, to make sure they get you to the highest point. They should be assuming that anyway, but tell
should
them
be.
So they'll make sure. It won't hurt anything.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this is a good call. Thank you, fellas. I got to go. All right.
Talk to you later, man. Ray?
Okay. Let's see. That will take us right to exit time.
Is it? We're done?
Yep. We'll wrap it up.
Okay. Well, all right, guys. I'm still here waiting. So we'll do that. They think they're right on it. They are on high alert. That's where we want them to be. So it could go at any moment. That's what we're waiting for. So don't despair. Just go buy more. That's all. Figure it out. Pawn shop's open till 5, if that's where you need to go. But go buy more. Take advantage of the opportunity at hand. All right, if anything happens, we get any news, we'll tweet it out. If nothing happens, I guess I'll see you Friday. Right?
All right, that's pretty much it, ladies and gents. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Come on.
in the morning.
I don't remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
Hello, this is your private banker.
To stop
it's
conference
done.
Recording,
it's
press
finished.
One.
What?
This session is no longer
Honey.
Being recorded.
It's done. It's finished, the RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.